The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you on this Tuesday, 13th day of October, 2020. Let's go to the phone. Stefan in California. Hello, Stefan.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Good evening. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. What nonsense is that lapdog Oberman of Hillary and the Obama nation? It's just to hear that guy go off, really just, it just bugs the holy hell out of me. And it's just, yeah, when the truth comes out, a mountain of lies is going to hit the ground.
Well, 4 million Middle Easterners dead, trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, 4,000 U.S. servicemen taking an entire region of the world and popping it inside out. For what purpose? For the Greater Israel Project? I think the Israeli intelligence realized what was going on and started to make peace with their Arab neighbors.
And let's not forget about our American rights, our Bill of Rights, that have been slowly being covered up and hidden from us from the Patriot Act, where there was no time to read that huge book after 9/11.
What did Nancy Pelosi say? What did Nancy Pelosi, Stefan, say about that? Well, we're going to pass, you just have to read it after we pass the law. Huh?
Yeah.
Didn't she say the same thing about Obamacare?
And then all the stuff sent in the U.S. mail. And then all the stuff to leverage against some of the senators to sign it with the anthrax and the mailings and all that after back in 2001. It's just all coming out. I mean, it's 2020. We're afraid of a virus that isn't there. It was the flu virus last year, and maybe there was something released that might have been military grade that, you know, hit a couple of people. But we had flu season. We had less people dying last year, or in 2020 at flu season. I'm sorry, that would be back January, February, March, April. We had less people dying in 2020 on those months than the flu killed the year before and the year before that. But what, we've shut down everything, and now we've caused this big problem. And now, like, what was it, Oberman said that the virus is going to be blamed on Trump?
Yeah. Yeah, this is all Donald Trump's doing.
Yeah, right, and the flu, every single year.
Well, but what I find odd about this is that Fauci funneled $3.5 million to the Wuhan laboratory over in China. And then all of a sudden it was Red China that released this. But I think what was actually going on there, they were tinkering with this virus, but I don't think it was supposed to be let loose. Not yet, anyhow.
Well, that's the deepness of what really happens behind closed doors. And, boy, what a relief it will be to see the ones brought to justice for their oath-breaking, Hillary Clinton, the Obaminator, and Biden, him being the, kind of shot caller in the CIA when Obama was in the administration. And all of this stuff is just, there's so much stuff we don't know, and little truth comes out. We see it. The media narrative is the same, and they put their little spin on it. And you got this little mutt, Oberman, yapping like a little chihuahua.
Yeah. Well, and
talking about all this.
It's
anyway,
not,
I'm sorry. I'm a little upset.
No, that's okay. But I understand the drift here. Stephen, thanks for your call, my friend. Appreciate it. Robert, California. Hello, Robert.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your show, as always.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so about this Oberman fella, just to stay calm and realize what's really going on here, it occurs to me that when people like him start using these pointless adjectives and emotional reactions, they're running out of things to legitimately fight with. And that proves to me that we're over the target. I think folks like us out here as just one more random constitutional-loving, Republican, Trump-loving maggot, just speaking my piece.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we all need to just emotionally detach ourselves from this, I guess I'd call it childish immaturity out of the media and out of some of our government officials right now.
That's kind of minimizing it, calling it childish. It's not childish. It's mean. It's inaccurate. They are trying to affect and radicalize people. How do you think the left, the loony left, in the streets of America are going to react? And what do you think the media is going to be saying after November 3rd? Do you think they're going
I never said they weren't dangerous.
Oh, okay. Well, childish and dangerous doesn't, in my lexicon, doesn't fit. Okay, go ahead.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right. Their behavior is dangerous. Their emotional reactions are
childish.
And I think it puts us all in a really bad place.
Yeah,
I understand how you may think of it on different terms, but I think we agree in the end. Well, my point is that as conservatives, I think that it's really best for us to take the higher road. At this point, that does not mean to just allow these people to steamroll over us,
hear me? What did you hear me say yesterday? I said that after the November 3rd election, you people out there that have been sitting in stasis, you've been looking like deer in the headlights, you don't know what's going on, you've been scared to death over the COVID-19 crap, you've been trying to recover from 2008, you were hanging on by your fingernails, and then we have the bankers along with the World Health Organization and all the other money grubbers out there doing the COVID-19 plandemic or scandemic, have your choice, and people are pissed. And now, I don't want to hear another person say to me, well, what are we to do? I don't know. What the hell have you been doing? Why haven't you been going after your school boards for polluting your children's minds? Why haven't you been doing this, this, and this? Something that you can directly input to, but you've been sitting there like Rumpelstiltskin. Excuse me, I heard you snoring from here. Now is the time to politically... Hold on a second, Robert. Now is the time politically to straighten this country around, and the real patriots in this country that know the difference between a constitutional republic and a damn democracy, we need to dump this administrative state and their control mechanism called the Federal Reserve in this country. There is a good start in restoring the republic, my friend.
Yeah. You're absolutely right about that. Don't get me confused with all of these mask holes and all these deluded sheep out here. I'm not one of those.
That's mask holes? I'm going to use that.
I like that one.
I like that one. Mask holes.
Okay. Yeah, no, it fits. You know, as I'm doing my research and as I'm looking into the real numbers on this corona crisis, if you want to call it that, when I'm looking at how many people have died over these lockdowns from suicide and drug overdose and all this other stuff, it really amazes me how I'm unable to argue this this obvious point to me, to these liberals out here in California. I'm banging my head against the wall. I cannot wait to get out of this state. Oh, by the way, I am going to be getting out of this state as of the end of this month. I am just another one on the list. Bye-bye, California.
Very good, Robert. Steve Elkins will be pleased to hear that. As a matter of fact, Steve is up next. Thank you for your call, Robert.
You have a good day, sir.
You too. You know, folks, I haven't been doing this for 30 years because it made me famous or made me rich. This was a duty to my country because I saw my country in serious trouble. 30 years ago, I saw this country in serious trouble. Where do you think we're at on the Richter scale now? Still here, still fighting. And I'm looking for the day that we can start trying and jailing these treasonous asshats. Steve Elkins, how are you, sir?
Well, good. Well, not good. I could be better. Still icing the leg now. But I was just listening to your show, and the caller there. Thank God. Robert, congratulations. You get to leave the state of California. You get to escape, and hopefully you'll make some money and get the heck out of there. Good move. Good move. You were talking about the Wuhan virus here, and I don't know if a lot of people understand this, that what actually happened was is that the NIH, the National Institute of Health, was working on this. This whole program with the coronavirus caught their attention, and of course, this is in violation, what they're doing here, manufacturing pathogens. So what they normally do, just like they did with the outsourcing of torture, they can get away with it because they don't violate any laws in the United States. They simply outsource it to a different country. So what they decided to do, since the NIH caught wind of it, they said, hey, this is illegal. You can't do this. You can't be working on this. They decided to outsource it to Wuhan, China. So that's what the money was all about, Wuhan, China. But they also set up China for this, too. They set China up to take the fall. They were going to be the patsy on this whole thing. This whole release of it was going to fall on their shoulders. And the United States, nobody's supposed to know about the $3.5 million. People were not supposed to know about Event 201. But this whole thing was nothing more than an outsource and a setup to China for this global economic reset, among many other agendas. They set China up on this.
Well, have you heard any mention of the $3.5 million that through the NIA that Fauci made sure the Wuhan lab got?
No, not at all.
And why?
You're not hearing about any of this stuff. You'll never hear in the mainstream media talk about Event 201, the pretrial of this whole agenda, the scambamic. You'll never hear about the $3.5 million. This thing, it doesn't exist. And I understand the frustration of Robert. I've talked to people, too, and they're stuck on 208,000 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus. Well, that's not the truth. We've got confession after confession. We've got the numbers. We've got the truth. We understand they've been padding the numbers. These tests, PCR tests, are phony. They're rigged to give you hot spots. And I don't know how else to tell people the truth if they don't want to listen, because the mainstream media is not going to. It's not going to give you this information we're talking about today. You'll never hear it there.
No, you're not. I mean, any more than you're going to hear anything but Dr. Judy Mikovits, that in fact is a virologist that is, you want to talk about an expert. She just came out the other day and said that, look, with the grand plan here of vaccinating a lot of people here, it's not going to be the entire world's population, as Bill Gates has described, but they said that there's going to be 50 million people dead from this vaccine that they're trying to inject people with. Now, what do we hear today? We hear today that, well, looks like the vaccine won't be available before election time. Well, who you know, Donald Trump said, yeah, I'd like to have a vaccine if it's available by election. Yeah, that'd be really nice. Good for me and good for my political numbers. But that's not what that's not what the man was saying. When this first came out, the hydroxychloroquine, this man already knew, I believe in my heart of hearts, this man already knew that the fix was there. But he was trapped. He had Fauci, he had Birx, the supposed task force for the coronavirus coming out of the White House. He was moved aside. The only people that are still talking to Fauci is people on MSLSD or NBC or CBS or ABC. They'll bring this guy up ad nauseum to sit there and say absolutely nothing for the entire interview.
He's still the expert. Even though we found how many lies or inconsistencies he's brought to the table here. You know, I don't know if I've ever shared my theory on this whole thing. This vaccine they're working on is an RNA vaccine on DNA, and it's just a theory I have, but I think what's going to happen is this RNA vaccine is going to make, it's going to go into your genes, and it's going to find the dormant genes, your disease genes. Everybody has a family of something, of a disease or some kind of disorder. What's going to happen is that it's going to make that dormant gene expressive. And what's going to happen is we're going to be seeing people coming up with the diseases much sooner than they would have in the later. And what's going to be, actually, you're looking at a decrease in longevity. Life longevity is what's going to happen.
Now, Steve,
that's the theory I have.
Steve,
RNA vaccine is going to do.
Let me ask you something here. Does this make any sense to you with the screwing around with the DNA? The DNA of a human being that you're going to use this to combat COVID-19? This has never been tried before. It's never been even dreamed of or speculated about. But this is what these people are trying to do on a virus that has killed less people this year and last than any other flu season we've had in this country.
Right.
Holy mackerel.
Well, they're trying to convince us for some reason, John, that we don't have an immune system, or we're not supposed to rely on our God-given immune systems, which is amazing because we've talked about the effectiveness, the survival rate of this virus here and the age groups I've talked about before. And so the numbers are high, very, very high. So why are we even thinking about a vaccine when your survivability is in the 99%?
Yeah.
And for the 70-year-old person, it's, 74.6%. So why are we even thinking about this? We're not supposed to think about these numbers. They don't want to tell you these numbers. They just want to tell you there's one solution. It's a vaccine, and there's one authority, and that's Fauci. That's it.
Well, what do you think here? The odds are that the information that I played in the first 40 minutes of this program is going to blow everything out of the water.
I hope so.
I do as well. Right. And
you and I talked about now the Democrats have another agenda as far as a push for more fraud to win this election. To if they win this election, that investigation goes away. That evidence will be sealed up in documents for next 70 years, just like the JFK.
No. That's under a corrupt regime. I think this is going to motivate people that are going to look at this as an opportunity to clean house, my friend.
I hope so.
I hope so as well. How are you feeling, by
That's
the
it,
way?
John. I've got some more pain medication taken already. I got more ice, and I'm just kind of hanging out here listening to you.
By the way, how did you enjoy my comments about your electric golf cart yesterday?
You missed it. I know you read my email or my text.
You missed it because you admitted to me today that you only listened to the first 15 minutes because you had to drug yourself out because you're in so much pain.
I did hear that comment. I did.
I know you did.
You know what? I would hate to go down that route because I criticize people riding those carts all the time because I think the majority of those people really are just lazy. I'm not a lazy person.
Dude, I really
don't want a cart.
You are Florida. You're there.
I know.
You're in, though. You're in the environment. Hey, Steve, take care of yourself.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
No reason to get excited.
Here.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
This is Texas, folks. I'm here to tell you, by the way, if you forgot the timeline on Flynn, back in December of 2017, there was a deal made with Special Counsel Robert Mueller to plead guilty to a felony count of willfully and knowingly making false statements, which the FBI trapped him into doing. And they were getting ready to drop the hammer on this guy. But in January of 2020, he moved to withdraw his guilty plea, claiming government vindictiveness and breach of the plea agreement. And then the State Department said, hey, we intend to drop all the charges against Flynn on May 7th of this year. And that was Federal District Judge Emmett G. Sullivan ruled the matter to be placed on hold. Well, what do you want to make a bet that this just moves to dismissal right away? Because I think, in reference to last hour's bombshell, I think who is front and center on this thing is General Michael Flynn himself. Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla.
Yeah, hi. I was listening to your show after I was listening to Mike Rivero, and If you don't mind, I'd like to make some comments about what I think were might have been inaccuracies. With regard to the coronavirus, it was not a virus that was accidentally released because it was being researched for humanitarian reasons. It's actually part of the bioweapons programs, the BSL-3 and BSL-4 laboratories. And they have actually been sanctioned by the World Health Organization, whose head is Tedros Ghebreyesus. He was a member of government in Ethiopia and was accused of criminal negligence, covering up cholera, before he was appointed to be head of the World Health Organization.
And that's now, and by the way, Layla, and that's exactly who you want as the head of the World Health Organization, as not a doctor. Yeah.
If you look online, you will see a letter written by some of the ethnic groups that were affected by the intentional negligence of Ghebreyesus. I think he liked to be called Tedros, I'm not sure, but he's also very good friends with the president of China. And the other connection with the BSL-3 and BSL-4 labs is that they're all over the world, including in the U.S. But the U.S. actually funded the one in Wuhan because it was probably too dangerous to leave it on board in the U.S. Meanwhile, the head of Canada's federal health department, Theresa Tam, is also very good friends with, was a member of the Chinese Red Party, she also covered up. She's an advisor to the World Health Organization, and it was a worker from the BSL-3 or BSL-4 lab in Winnipeg, Manitoba, who, when he left there to go to the Wuhan laboratory, apparently stole some material from the Canadian lab, and that's where it's suspected the virus actually escaped. Now, that's one of the many, the two predominant theories that I find credible.
Well, the
other theory.
Yeah.
Pardon?
The bottom line to this is the COVID-19 is a scam. It is not a.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
I've got friends in the U.S. where you can get the PCR test or PCR test.
Right.
And nearly all of them have tested positive when they went in for a test because they had a slightly elevated temperature.
Right. Right.
And then they had no other symptoms, and their temperature went down within a couple of days. That particular test, the PCR, I think it's called, I can't remember the exact acronym at this point, but the man who invented it actually said it was not intended to diagnose anything, but just to take segments of DNA and then fill it in with what's available in the global genome.
And Layla, this is to keep the fear factor out there, the bunge factor. And you look at the people that are carrying on that crusade as all the people that want to tear this country down and rebuild it to their liking, more like a communist regime. And by the way, speaking of political, I'm sure that you were happy that Netanyahu in Israel engineered these great public hugs and kisses with the Arab states while they're still killing Palestinians.
Well, you must realize that these Arab states that are colluding with Israel now are just doing it openly. They've been colluding with Israel for decades because they've always been afraid of rebellions from the people that they've been repressing and oppressing within their countries. It's not Israel suddenly, making friends with their Arab neighbors. They're just bringing out into the open what's been going on. And the Saudis, actually, I saw a wonderful documentary yesterday about Jamal Khashoggi. Apparently he's related to Adnan Khashoggi, who was the involved in the Iran-Contra arms deals.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also related to Dodi Fayed. So it's a very tight elite in Saudi Arabia, in all of the Arab countries. I don't know if you're familiar with Bedouin history.
No.
But all of the tribes were always very brutal with one another.
Mm-hmm.
They offered hospitality in their tents, but just leave the tent and then you were fair game once you were out in the desert.
All right, Layla, you can hear that bump. I've got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Let's go to John in California. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, John. Good show. It's, like I said, glad I can listen to this and all the work you've done. You just brought on some great people. Keith Oberman, yeah, he's a nutcase. You know, makes you think about, yeah, that's the problem there. You put on some of you people to counter him on that, people would wake up really fast. So I know it's a tough road, but you're doing the best you can with what we can do to help you, and just keep going.
Well, I don't have a choice, John. We've got to keep going.
Yeah, but John, you've been doing this, what, you said over 30, 35 years. God bless you for, you know, not giving up.
It's my duty. It's my duty as an American. When my country's broke, it needs to be fixed.
And people say, well, how can you live that? You know, well, no, you find a way to make it, but you're doing it. And again, thanks for Roger Landry. What he's going to do, hopefully, for the future, but he's just a breath of fresh air. He's a kick to listen to. He makes you uplifting.
You know, these are, John, the people that I live for because they're formerly of the other side. And they woke up and they realized what was going on, and their energies are magnified and focused. And I plan on doing great deal of damage to the global elite, the New World Orderites. Give them a name. I don't care. And I want to take this opportunity, John, to make this clear. I was talking with Mike over the break on this. What I've been saying, that after November 3rd, what we need to do for all those people out there that were just flailing around like fish out of water, going, "Oh, it's over. What can we do? Oh, my God, you can't fight these." Yes, you can. Politically, they don't understand that we're not going to change the administrative state by acting politically, but we can clean up the communists that are out there and all the doctrines they have brought in to destroy the family, destroy your children's minds, destroy their bodies. That is doable. The administrative state, that to tackle that issue, it's going to take a concerted effort of well-heeled and people out there that are well-educated, and we have been trying to do our best through this network for a number of years. This is going to pay off, but here's the point to all of what I just said. Instead of having war in this country, of which they're, of which they're banking on, that ain't going to happen. We are sitting in quiet reserve with our guns and our bullets and our beans and our Bibles and all of that stuff. But if we can do this politically, oh, there's a dirty word, to politically go clean up what the communists have started, then what we've started initially to clean up this administrative state and put an end to that and its control mechanisms, that's the end game scenario. Politically,
yeah,
though,
thank you.
We've got to get active politically to take these people out at the local level. First and foremost, because that is achievable, and that is the wolves at your door right now. You can deal with those. Okay?
Yeah. No, thanks. Thanks. I was just yesterday or the other day, my wife got a letter from Nancy Pelosi. My wife was a Democrat way back when, but she finally gets something, and Pelosi says, you know, we got to get rid of this tyrant and all this, and there is a free stamp envelope. I was tempted to write back and said, "Miss Nancy, get out of Congress or we're going to throw you out or throw you in prison." Not sign it or anything and just mail it. I didn't.
Well,
but,
I don't,
that would have been something.
I mean, what's her involvement? Why is she doing what she's doing? Who has what on this woman? That this screech owl, that what, she's 80 years old now? Richer than probably
yeah.
all those combined liberals in California right now. And what's the purpose of her out there screeching day after day? Well, here's the new tact of how to pull Trump out of office. Didn't somebody send her the memo that it's over with? You're done?
John, I'm sure she's had her marching orders for years. And, you know, they don't talk about that. But I'm sure if she slipped up or just she probably, you know, even if they win, just say they'll probably just sweep her under the rug, get rid of her quietly when they don't need her anymore.
Well, I'm looking to clean house politically in this country. That is within the realm and control of the American people. And we far outnumber these socialists and communists. That's the perception that's
yeah.
been put out there. That's what they banked on in 2016, and it didn't work, and it's not going to work this year either.
Right. Yeah, I'm a little bit apprehensive, but I said I'm an election worker again this year, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting. We work over 4 days. We're going to give people plenty of chances, even drive-in voting and all that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I remember the last time with Hillary, it looked like, oh, it's within. And all of a sudden, even before we closed here in California, my coworker was showing me pictures of blue and red states changing for Trump. All of a sudden, it's. You know, in those hours before everything was closed here in California. So
well,
and
I'm looking at predictions right now, John, that have Trump getting as many as 350-plus electoral votes. Now, if you remember, Hillary won the popular vote. Was that 3.5 million because of the votes you were able to fix? Was that your 3.5 million, or was it more than that? Well, they have been seeking to dump what? Oh, that's right, the electoral process. Let's turn this into a popular vote that we know that we can have a better chance of fixing. Yeah. John, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you, John. Keep it up.
All right. Gonna do exactly that. My brand of patriotism, a lot of people don't understand. There have been a lot of people out there that have been sunshine patriots. As long as it's not raining out there and, you know, I've got 100,000 people around me, yeah, I'll be patriotic. The minute the heat's turned up, you kind of like disappear. Well, find your courage again, okay? And I never thought I'd hear myself say this, because there are traps in the administrative state by declaring yourself to be a citizen of the United States. Don't worry about it. Go out there and vote. I never thought I'd hear myself say that. Go out there and vote. And then get set for the... you know, it's been said many times, folks. You know, if you enjoy your work, you really enjoy what you're doing, it's not really work. You've heard that before, right? Well, look at what's going to take place if we're smart after November 3rd. Then we go to work on our districts and our precincts and our town and city councils and county councils and all of that. Anybody that's out there touting their democracy, touting way out crap that is no way, shape, or form ever meant, even for a communist country, let alone the United States, that's defeatable. Politically, that's within our reach. But it's going to take concerted effort to dump the administrative state and get this country back on its constitutional tact. I'm your captain. And I'm not going to run you on the rocks. They want war. They want blood shed in the streets. I'm not going to give it to them. Even though we're more than capable of putting them down, let's say. I'm not going to do that. That is to be held in reserve until there is absolutely no other alternative. And we've got many alternatives. We don't have to go there. That's what they want. I'm not going to hand America up to them on a silver platter. Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, thank you, John. I got two items.
Yes, sir.
You was mentioning Nancy Pelosi. Well, that's all corruption. And if people would read their history, it took 32 times it went to Congress to pick Thomas Jefferson for president between Adams and Burr and Jefferson. 32 times it went to the Congress before he was put in as president. So the corruption's is all the way back. My second item, there's a gentleman named David Tulis. He runs a Nuga Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And he's got a website, tntrafficticket.us. He's posted his mandamus that he's filed in the courts and issued to the governor of Tennessee over the COVID lies. And that mandamus lists the whole fraud of COVID and the whole fraud of the tester, the PCR, the whole fraud of everything.
Okay, Mark, do me a favor. Again, put out that website.
TN, like Tommy Newsom, TNTrafficTicket.us.
TrafficTicket.us, okay.
David has been fighting the wrongful enforcement of traffic laws on the general public for years, and
Mark, what is that part of? That's part of the administrative state.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes,
it is correct, and so is this COVID thing. That is also correct. That his mandamus is against the governor of Tennessee, and he's a one guy taking on the system.
Well, and again, you know, Mark, do you see the wisdom of the words that I spoke here, that everybody's got a chance to do something here? Everybody's.
And the local thing you said is absolutely correct.
Yep. And I've been trying to drill this into people's head, but they kept being distracted by all the crap coming out of Washington, D.C. And it's like, okay, all right, slow down, folks.
Well, if the local county commission would tell the governor, we're not doing it, you haven't followed the law in your enforcement, we're not going to follow your orders. If the county commission would do that, that would save a whole lot of us a lot of problems, and that they're not doing their job. The mayors, the councils, they're not doing their job.
Well, Mark,
not forcing.
Mark, I mean, if you take a look at this, and I've said this repeatedly, people are still not aware of what their COVID-19 crap has done to this country, because these chickens have not yet come home to roost. We haven't counted the dead and the dying up yet. And I'm talking politically and economically what they've tried to do in this country. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. And I can remember saying on this program a couple of years ago that what else are they going to throw at us? The kitchen sink? Well, duck, here comes the kitchen sink. These people are willing to do anything and everything in order to stop this political, it's not a political coup in this country. These are everyday Americans that are going, what have you done to my country? Where is my Constitution? Where are my rights? Where is the life that I used to know? Where did it go? And we're being called maggots and deplorables and everything else. Who's saying this? Take a look at the people. Well, the biggest criminals in this country is what's calling you names.
Look at all the people that are wearing the mask.
Yep.
The ignorance outnumbers the thinkers.
Well, and that's part of the conditioning that my friend Roger Landry has talked about. He brings this up, and people, they have a tendency to just hear the phrase and then glance over it. No, this is all the result of the propagandizing of the American people through this thing that we called media that I knew was crap when I was 10 years old.
You're one of the few, and we all are. It's just it's terrible the way we've been dumbed down. We can't even comprehend.
Mark, there's one thing that I've never given up on, and that's the American people. Given proper intelligence and information, they can make up their own minds. I've never given up on them. I've heard if I had a dollar, no, forget that. If I had 50 cents for every time that I've heard other people slamming the American people as how dumb they are. Well, how did they get that way? You know, you need to include that in the narrative as to how in the hell we got so dumb. They've taken over the educational system. They've taken over your news information outlets. They've taken over everything. And whatever we can't control, well, we'll just shadow ban or do whatever. We're not going to allow opposing opinions. We're not going to allow anybody to go against this narrative. This is how it's done. So when I take that into consideration and I hear people slamming the dumb Americans out there that are unwilling, they didn't know they were in the amount of danger they were in. They didn't know where it was coming from. They didn't know how it was being delivered. Well, now they're starting to find out, Mark.
Yeah, I tell you, John, I got family that won't give me the time of day. It's tough.
You know what, Mark? And I feel for you, but that doesn't matter. Because when the people in this country decided to go against the king, jolly old across the pond there, there were only 3% of the population that were there to start this new country. Only 3%. I feel badly that your family doesn't want to wake up to the lie. They're scared. I know they're scared to... And for some people, knowing the truth is almost worse than living the lie. That's not the case. You know that, and I know that. But it's not going to take their involvement. It's going to take the involvement of people like you, Mark. You're going to be part of that smaller percentage of the population that's going to make the difference.
I hope so.
Oh, well, I know.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, Mark, I in my heart, I know this. This just isn't a rah-rah speech from the sideline while the game's going on. I believe that. Thanks, Mark.
Beware of the man that calls himself Sergeant Major. Enjoy.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. You know, there's... How much time I got left? I got about 10 minutes. Skip that break. Tyler Durden, which is... a consortium of writers, okay, over at Zero Hedge. And Daniel Babinski put his name to this. He writes, America is at a crossroads, and what he offers up here is plausible scenarios. following November 3rd. He says the Marxist-friendly side is pulling for Joe Biden to be ushered into the White House. They don't call themselves Marxists, but as the saying goes, if it talks like a duck, walks like a duck, yeah, you get the idea. He says, I've been writing since January that the globalists don't care if there's bloodshed in America, and in March I wrote that the left is waging a scorched earth war against Trump. At the risk of sounding like I'm saying I told you so, he says, I told you so. My 7 predictions for how 2020 comes to an end. Prediction 1. Trump will win the election in a landslide. I know the media is telling you the polls are tight, but just look around. Trump rallies are packed to the gills while Biden can't fill the bleachers at a high school football field. Trump supporters hold huge boat parades while we see none for Mr. Biden. Trump supporters hold freeway caravans around the country that take up all the lanes of a freeway, while an attempted caravan for Biden in Las Vegas drew only 30 people. Just like in 2016, pollsters today are making it look like it's a close race. This is gaslighting. They're telling you something that runs directly opposite of what your own eyes are telling you, but you're expecting them to believe what they're saying. Don't believe your lying eyes. Just listen to us. Prediction 2. On the evening of November 3rd, Joe Biden will not concede the election, even though the vote will clearly be for Trump. Hillary Clinton has publicly stated that Joe should not concede. So the seed has already been planted in our minds to expect this, and because we're expecting it, we won't be shocked by it. Prediction 3. Massive mail voter fraud will create confusion, and Marxists, ergo the Democrats, will insist that every vote counts. They know Americans want to be fair, so Marxists will play on that. They will cry and wail and plead that every vote needs to be counted. So they'll ask for sympathy for voters who didn't follow confusing new election rules about how to cast their mail-in ballots. That will be their story, but votes will be fraudulent. As they've demonstrated on America's streets, Marxists don't care about following laws. They care about the power. Prediction 4. Because of massive mail fraud ballots showing up late, election results will be delayed. The deceptive Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook and clearly biased Jack Dorsey at Twitter have already announced they will flag any post or tweets that claim a victory for Trump. They know Trump will have more than enough votes to win, but as Zuckerberg has already told us, we should expect results to take days or even weeks. In other words, Facebook and Twitter are well aware of the planned mail-in voter fraud, and they're already providing cover for it. The planned vote count confusion will be dragged out as long as possible. The Marxists' intention is to keep confusion swirling at least until December 14, in hopes that the Electoral College won't be able to identify a winner. Expect ballots to keep showing up out of nowhere. Prediction 5. If the Marxists cannot keep up the facade until December 14th, some states will obfuscate the electoral process by choosing not to follow the rules laid out by the 12th Amendment. In fact, both may happen. Either way, by attempting to throw the Electoral College into confusion, Marxists again, the little Democrats, will make a push for the Electoral College to be eliminated. Believe me when I say you don't want this. Students of the Constitution know that if Electoral College is eliminated, the Republic will be gone. What do you think this lady that wants the seat on the Supreme Court, how do you think she's going to... See, we can't have these confirmation hearings prior to the election because we tried to steal it again, but you see how that is going to play out. Prediction 6. Expect Nancy Pelosi to be acting all patriotic and concerned about the Constitution during the chaos, but rest assured, it's a passive-aggressive act. She's among the Marxist vanguard in both House of Congress and the Senate that orchestrated the whole mess. You'll be able to see some Marxist-friendly governors making a lot of noise. Prediction 7. While Marxists in Congress are messing with the electoral process, Marxists on the street, Antifa and BLM, will intensify their violence by burning, looting, and murdering even more than what we've seen to this point. There's already a movement that seeks to lay siege to the White House. Not only do the puppet masters want all the street chaos to distract our attention from what's going on in the electoral process, the street Marxists see this election as their only chance to either grab power or put up with Trump for another 4 years. It's an either-or. The protesters have been trained to instigate violence, and copycat wannabes will want to join in. Street Marxists will view these riots as a fight for their lives. It will get intense. To perpetrate the riots, puppet masters like Soros will continue pouring money into organizations that fund them. You're hearing me, Mr. Ray of the FBI, you useless sack of doo-doo? Also remember that Antifa and BLM have threatened to go into the suburbs. Their purpose for doing so is to trigger the soccer moms who want peace at all cost. Marxists will hope that these suburban moms will apply pressure on their elected representatives to give in to the Marxists so the violence will end. Life on American streets will be unpredictable and dangerous. How does it end? The Marxists are desperate. So the fighting will be nothing like the country has ever seen before. I predict you will see horrific things happening in our cities and on our streets. The traditional media, read Marxist-friendly media, will be spewing twisted truths and lies about everything listed above. And we can't forget that the social media giants favor the Marxists in this revolution. That's because the Marxists own them. Get it? So they will be squelching debate in whatever way they can. The final months of 2020 will be an emotional roller coaster, but in the end, I predict Trump prevails. It's not going to be pretty, and many who are now thinking life will return to normal after November 3rd will be sadly mistaken. They'll be wondering what happened to the country they once knew. Now, whether the Democrats implode or not after this happens remains to be seen, but it is my prayer that when the dust settles, all the Marxist plotters and schemers will be exposed and the truth will be recognized as truth. And then, maybe then, Trump can get on with his promise to drain the entire swamp. Well, you let Donald handle that up at the political federal end. Let's take to our streets. Let's politically regain our country. Let's get the Marxists out of the county and town councils. Let's get the Marxist out of the governor's seats. Let's get politically active. What else are you doing? And then the real project can continue, folks. The dismantling of this administrative democracy that we now see before us. And the greatest tool that they have wielded against us has been the funny money. They've hit us twice now with the mortgage-backed security crap in 08 and, yeah, the coronavirus, COVID-19, everybody run, it's going to kill millions of us. Who's getting bailed out here? That's right. Folks, we need to take this country back. Have you heard my theme song for all of these years? Folks, support this network financially. Do it today. Go to our website, make a donation through that, or call this network at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Mike will be happy to take your donation. I want to stay in this fight. It ain't over, folks. It's just starting. And we will win our freedom back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.